Open GD77 instructions by Ian Spencer, DJ0HF, version 7.0c, 29th of the 5th, 2022. Creating a code plug for the GD77. With these instructions, I want to help you create a code plug for your GD77. We're going to create a basic code plug, but it will have everything in it that you'll normally need. But before we begin, it's important to have everything ready that you're going to need to put into your code plug. Firstly, your call sign and your DMR ID. There will be one channel for each repeater or hotspot you want to include in the code plug. So for each repeater or hotspot, you'll need the transmit and receive frequencies. The colour code for each repeater. For a hotspot, this will normally be colour code 1. You will also have to set the default time slot for each repeater or hotspot. For a hotspot, it will normally be TS2, and you can normally also use this for most repeaters, as it's only the default, and you can always select the other time slot using the keypad of the GD77. You will also have to decide which talk groups you want to put in the code plug. The default code plug you are modifying already has one talk group configured, TG9 local. Which additional talk groups you choose to include is up to you, and also which DMR network you want to use. The most popular is Brandmeister. And as a suggestion, if you live in the UK, TG2350, the UK National Talk Group, and then TG2351, TG2352, and TG2353, the three main UK chat talk groups. And perhaps one of the local talk groups for Scotland, north of England, etc., depending on where you live. TG91 for the worldwide talk group, and TG53085, the Active Elements talk group, and for lots of activity, TG23526, the HubNet talk group. It's usually very busy, but I don't think it's available on the other networks, such as DMR+, Phoenix, or TGIF. Unfortunately, if you want the USA Blindhams talk group, TG31679, then you'll need to connect to the TGIF network, as it is no longer on Brandmeister. If you're using a hotspot, then you don't have a problem, because you can choose to connect to any of the networks that you want. So let's get down to creating your own personal code plug. Set the focus to your desktop, and type O until you find your Open GD77 CPS shortcut on the desktop, and hit Enter to start the program running. It may come up in window mode, but you can expand it to full screen if you want by holding the Windows key and hitting the up arrow. Type Alt plus F for Foxtrot, and then cursor down twice, and you'll be focused on the Open menu element. Now type Default into the edit box and hit Enter. If you get a message saying File not found, then hit Enter to close the error box, and type Alt plus cursor up, followed by Shift plus Tab, then hit D until you find Desktop. Then hit Enter. Now hit G and then Enter. Now hit the space bar and then Enter. Type Alt plus S and the settings menu will open. Now hit D and the focus will be on the DMR ID and call sign. So now hit Enter and a new window will open and the focus will be on call sign, which at the moment contains GD77. Type your call sign. Remember to use capitals for the letters and then hit Tab. The focus is now on the edit field where you can enter your DMR ID and it contains 1 as a default. So now type your DMR ID. And then close this window by typing Ctrl plus F4. Type Alt plus S and the settings menu will open. Hit C for Charlie and you are on contact, and then hit Enter. Followed by cursor down once. You are now on digital contacts, so hit Enter. The contact window will open with a list of contacts. At the moment, the list only has 1 contact in it. Talk group 9. So hit Tab to change the focus to the Add button. Now hit Enter to create a new contact and a new window will open and you will be positioned on the Edit Name field. Now type the name you want to give to this contact, for example TG2350. Then hit Tab to change the focus to the call ID and type the talk group number, in this example 2350. And then Control plus F4 to close the window. You are now back on the Add button, so if you want to create another contact, just hit Enter and go through the procedure of entering the name and talk group again. When you have created all the contacts that you want in your code plug, then type Control plus F4 to close the contacts window. But for the GD77 to be able to use them, they have to be put into a talk group list. Type Alt plus S for Sierra, and then T to get to TG lists, and then hit Enter. You are now on the TG list window, and the focus is on name. Please leave this as TG list 1, and we're now going to move the contacts you created into the TG list. So now hit Tab, which will move you to the Add button. The first contact, that is TG9, is already in the list, so now hit Enter for each contact you want to add. So for example, if you added 4 contacts, then hit the Enter key 4 times, or if it was 3 contacts, then 3 times. Type Control plus F4 and you're done, the list is complete. Remember, this has created a basic number of talk groups for you to have in your code plug. If at a later date you want to add contacts / talk groups, then you can repeat this procedure. But remember, when you're on the contact list, cursor down the correct number of times to get to your new entries, so that you can enter the talk group name and number and then add them to the TG list. Now we need to create your channels. You'll need one for each repeater or hotspot you want to use, as described earlier. Type Alt plus S for Sierra, and then hit C twice, and you should be on the channels list. There is only one channel in the list, but unlike the contact / talk groups, it is not pre-configured. So you'll need to modify it as the first channel, that is repeater or hotspot you want to use. Now hit Enter and a new window will open. Now hit Tab once and you're on the Add button. There is already one channel in the list, and so if you want 4 channels, then hit the Enter key, then type Control plus F4 and repeat these 2 steps 3 times. Or, for example, if you want 3 channels, then repeat the steps twice. It depends on the number of channels you want to initially create. You can always add channels later if you want to. Now hit Tab once to move to the first channel in the list, and to set it up for your repeater or hotspot, hit Space and a new window will appear. Hit Tab and you are on the first dialog box and it says either analog or digital. So if necessary, use the cursor up and down keys to change to the mode you want, analog or digital, that's DMR. Now hit Tab and you're on the name edit field. So type the name you want to give this channel, a maximum of 16 characters. Then hit Tab once and you're on the receive frequency. So type the receive frequency for this channel in the form 3 digits for megahertz, then a point, and then up to 5 digits for the kilohertz / hertz. But you don't have to type 5 digits. So for example, 434.1 megahertz, you will type 434, hit the full stop, and then just type the 1, followed by Tab to the next field. Don't worry if you get an error message saying receive and transmit on different bands, as we haven't set the transmit yet. You are now on the power level field and can leave it at master, as you can change it later on the GD77. But if you know you always want to use a particular power for this channel, you can use the up and down cursor to select the power level you want. Then Tab twice, and you are now on the transmit frequency edit field. So type the transmit frequency just as you did for the receive. If you're using a simplex hotspot, then it will be the same as the receive frequency. If you're setting up an analog FM channel, then skip down these instructions to the analog section. If it's a digital DMR channel, then hit Tab exactly 9 times to skip over the fields we don't want to change, and you should be on TG list, and the name of the list is TG list 1. so for a digital channel we don't need to change it. Now tab once to the color code dialog field, and then hit cursor up till you reach the color code you want. So for example, if you want color code 1, just hit the up cursor once. Now tab twice and you should be on the repeater slot field, where you can use the up and down cursor keys to select time slot 1 or 2 for a hotspot. You'll normally always use time slot 2. We're now finished with this channel, so type Ctrl plus F4 to close the window. Next channel. Now hit Tab to take you to the first channel in the list, and then cursor down to the channel you want to modify. So once for the second channel in the list, and modify it just as before for your second repeater or hotspot. And then of course for the third channel, after you've hit Tab to take you to the first channel in the list, you'll need to hit the down cursor twice, and so on until you've configured all your channels. Once you've done this, then type Ctrl plus F4 and you're finished with setting up all your channels. Analog channel. If you're setting up an analog channel, then you'll be asked for different information. So you need to tab 8 times to skip over the information we don't want to change, and you should now be on the dialog box for Receive Tone, where you can select CTCSS or DCS Tone. The default is none, so if your FM repeater uses a sub-audible tone, then use the cursor down key to select the one you want. Once you've found it, hit Enter. Tab once and you'll be on bandwidth. It should already be set to 12.5 kHz for narrowband FM, the standard used today for FM channels. Then hit Tab once to get to transmit tone. If you need to transmit a tone for this repeater, then as for receive tone, use the cursor down key just as for the receive tone to select the one you want and hit Enter. Then hit Tab once to go to the squelch setting, and my advice is to leave it set to master, and then you can control the squelch from the GD77. Now you're finished, so type Ctrl plus F4 to close the channel information window, just as you did for the digital channel, and go back up to the instructions, next channel. Now you're finished with creating all your channels, but you need to put all of them into a zone. So type Ctrl plus F4 to finish this session. Now type Alt plus S for Sierra, followed by Z for Zulu to open the zones, followed by Enter, and a new zone list window will open. Hit Tab once to get to the Add button, and then hit Enter once for each channel you have created. So if you now have 4 channels, then hit Enter 4 times. Now you're done, so type Ctrl plus F4 to close the window. Congratulations, your first code plug is complete, and we just have to save it. So type Alt plus F for Foxtrot, and then S for Sierra, and a new window will open in Windows Explorer. It will already be pointing to your GD77BH folder and the name, so just type a new name into the edit field, perhaps your call sign or something similar, and hit Enter. If this code plug already exists, you'll get a warning asking if you want to overwrite it, so just type Alt plus Y for Yankee. Now type Alt plus F4 to close the CPS program, and a window will open asking if you want to save your code plug before exiting. And as it's the code plug you have just saved, it doesn't matter whether you just hit Enter or Ctrl plus End for November if you want to say no. Now you're ready to go on to the procedure for uploading your code plug. Congratulations, you've created your first code plug. I asked you here to close the CPS program before beginning uploading your code plug because it's important that you connect your GD77 in the correct way as described in uploading your code plug before restarting the CPS program.